This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. And finally, it's been a heavy week of news, so here's a look at what didn't quite make the headlines. Here are Brendan Francis Noonan and Rico Galliano, along with some of the Marketplace staff.
Mary Du, who directed today's show, what story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
Yeah, so this story's actually been out for a little while, but I'm still incredibly interested in it. So there's this Swedish guy, he's an entrepreneur, and he started a social media website for the 1%. It's called Best of All Worlds.
It's for the wealthy?
He pegs it as, it's for the wealthy and for people with sophisticated taste. So I'm assuming that means there's not going to be any posts about, you know, what we had for breakfast and that kind of thing.
It'll all be like, just earned $1 million off of interest sitting in my bed.
Like it.
It sounds kind of boring.
Well, I think the people updating their pages, it's not going to be these rich people. It's probably going to be their butlers, and they know where all the bodies are buried. So I think it's going to be pretty juicy.
Mark Garrison, New York reporter, what's your story?
A Bob Dylan bond.
What is a Bob Dylan bond?
So Goldman Sachs is getting ready to roll out a bond that's based on the royalties of musicians, including Bob Dylan. But it's nice to just call it the Bob Dylan bond. And it was originally going to be rated BBB-. It got delayed. But now they're reforming it. It's going to have two tranches. They're putting that together.
You know what? I have no idea what you're saying, which is probably why it's called the Bob Dylan bond.
John Huss, editor. What story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
A guy named Ron Akana retired from United Airlines this week. He was the longest running flight attendant in the history of aviation.
Really? How many years?
63 years. He actually has a Guinness Book of World Records award for it now, and he flew to Hawaii on his last mission, then flew back to retire in Colorado.
And with some luck, his bags will show up in a few days.
Rico and Brendan host a radio show called The Dinner Party. There's a link to their podcast on our website, marketplace.org.